You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, and I am here to discuss all things Diamondbacks with Steve Gilbert, who is almost at the finish line covering this wonderful season for the Diamondbacks. Steve, I'm reading through some of the headlines, and I see that they're kind of adjusting the rotation maybe to rest some starters, Chase Anderson being the main one. What is the reason behind that, and how do they navigate through when they're not contending?
Yeah, Allison, I think that, you know, they've been trying to figure out what's been going on with Chase Anderson over the last 2 or 3 months, and he was one of their best starters, if not their best starter, the first couple months of the season. And then it just kind of seemed like he hit a wall, and they were concerned about fatigue. And so they had put him on the disabled list, essentially to give him a rest. And he came back after that and pitched okay in a couple of starts and then struggled again. And it's just kind of been a back-and-forth thing with him. So they're looking at some mechanical things with him now in terms of trying to get the ball down better. So they want to kind of give him a bullpen outing or two with them, some of the new things they've been working on before they put him back into rotation. Rudy De La Rosa is another guy that's going to get an extra day or maybe even skip a start the next time through after he pitches on against the Giants coming up here this weekend. And that's because they don't want him facing the Dodgers again. He's really struggled this year against the Dodgers. And they also are concerned because for him, it's his first full season in the big leagues and his first time pitching this many months in the season. So they're going to exercise some caution there and also get him off the Dodgers one more time this year. So what's nice for them is that they have the expanded roster. They have these extra starters. Ulysses Chacin is somebody that they want to get a look at again. And so they used him last night. They can insert these guys into the rotation at different times to kind of space things out as they need to, give guys extra rest or let guys work on things. It's nice for them to have the expanded roster to be able to do that right now.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting with De La Rosa. I mean, obviously, it's more of a it's not like they are trying to be strategic in, you know, pushing for a pennant or anything. I mean, you don't want him to get beat up by the Dodgers, but you also just don't want that kind of, I guess, mental exhaustion on his side. Is that more what they're thinking? Is just like, we need this guy to, you know, be helping us down the road too, and if this gets in his head, it could be detrimental.
Yeah, I think they're thinking that. I think they're also thinking then that maybe, okay, they can use it as a way to get him some rest, and they have other guys they want to look at as well. So it all just kind of lines up. I think certainly if they were, you know, if he was a more experienced pitcher, or if he was they were in a race and he was, you know, one of their better pitchers at the moment, they could push him to pitch against the Dodgers. But right now, it just doesn't seem like it makes sense to have him do that given where they're at and whatnot. They think that part of it could be that he gets a little more amped up for starts against the Dodgers. It's his organization that he was started out in that signed him initially. And part of it is they have a lot of left-handed hitters, and he hasn't necessarily matched up really well with left-handers this year. So it's kind of been a combination of both of those things, and they're just going to take advantage of the opportunity they have to give him a little bit extra rest.
So I was reading through some of the coverage from the recent Dodgers series, and of course they couldn't touch Zach Greinke, which does not speak to anything except that Zach Greinke is like the best pitcher on the planet right now, so it takes nothing away from the effort. Only 3 balls really hit out of the infield during the time that he was on the mound, but then they got to the Dodgers bullpen and they still lost. Does that frustrate teams this time of year if they're not really pushing for anything, but there's still a lot of pride on the line and they had a chance and then they couldn't do it?
Yeah, I think you see that there is some frustration that's kind of shown through these last few weeks as they've kind of, we talked about them seemingly to kind of hit a wall here. There is frustration because, you know, even though they're not playing for a pennant race, there's still a lot of pride in there. There's still like work that goes into it, and they don't like failing. And Greinke's one of those guys that just gives them trouble. Back when he was with the Royals, ironically, they hit him pretty well at Chase Field a couple of times. But since he's been with the Dodgers, they have not had that kind of success with them. They, you know, they did get to the bullpen, but it just was too little, too late. I think, you know, last night, as we're recording this, last night against the Padres, Tyson Ross, another guy who gives them trouble, they could do very little with him, but they still managed to run up his pitch count. And then when they got into the Padres bullpen, they were able to come back and get a win. And I think that really was a lift for those guys in the clubhouse.
Okay, good stuff. Steve, thank you very much. Catch up in soon.
Allison, it's always my pleasure.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.